You're listening to the Evil Orphan Murder Trial of Dima Tower from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
It looks like your computer is asking for a dual authentication. Have you done it?
Sure,
you have. Everybody may be seated. Welcome back, jurors. State, please call your next witness.
State Police Detective Sheriff Safety. Oh, okay. 58? Okay. When you're ready, you may proceed. Your witness is on the stand. Thank you. Did you want to speak to the jury first about the transcripts? Or should we wait until the time comes?
Let's wait till the time comes that you seek to admit the video.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Detective.
Good afternoon.
Will you please tell us your full name and spell your last name?
Eric St. Jean. Last name is spelled S-T space J-E-A-N.
Okay. And what is your occupation, sir?
I'm a corporal with the Norport Police Department.
And tell us, what does that mean? What is the role of corporal at the Northport Police?
Corporal is essentially the lowest level of supervision with similar responsibilities to a sergeant.
Okay. How long have you been with the Northport Police Department?
7 years.
Okay. And how long were you a detective before your promotion to corporal?
3 years.
I want to talk to you about your involvement in this double homicide case. Were you assigned as the lead detective?
I was.
Okay. And would you please describe, just generally, your role as lead detective in this case?
As lead detective, my roles are all of interviews, known witnesses, delegate tasks to other detectives, delegate tasks to crime scene, evidence to collect, as well as obtaining search warrants and delegating those responsibilities to other detectives.
Okay. Did you yourself go out to the crime scene?
I did.
When did you do that?
August 31st at 12 o'clock.
Okay. And was there a time when you executed a search warrant at the premises of 1240 Mellicott Road, the crime scene?
There was.
Okay. In addition to going out to the crime scene and serving that warrant, did you make any observations when you first arrived?
Yes.
What
there
did
was,
you...
Sorry. There was a blood trail outside of 1240 that went across the yards from 1240 to 1220 and 1200 Malakote, as well as along the roadway in front of all three residences.
Right. And where did that blood trail end? If it originated at 1240, the home of the towers, where did it end?
1200.
Okay. And who resided in 1200 Malakote Road? Do you remember?
Yeah,
or if is there anything that would help you to refresh your recollection?
If I could just refer to my notes or my report.
Yes.
Jonah Walton.
Did you have an opportunity to interview Ms. Walton as part of your investigation?
I did.
Okay. While working the crime scene, did you recall Officer Ragakis back to 1240 Malakote Road after the chase?
I did.
Okay. For what reason?
To review his body-worn camera footage, as well as his dash camera footage, and get his testimony of what he had seen thus far.
Okay. And what, if anything, did you do after you spoke to Ragakis and viewed his dash camera footage?
Since there was already a preliminary bolo sent out, be on the lookout, Region 6, I updated the bolo to include that the suspect was on foot at this point and no longer connected to the vehicle that we had originally put out in the bolo.
Okay. Were you able to give any kind of identification or description after you reviewed Officer Ragakis' dash cam video?
Yes, a description of the clothing that the suspect was wearing.
And what was that description?
It was a gray tank top with red basketball shorts.
Were you able to give a physical description of the suspect slash defendant in this case?
Yes.
And what did you tell Officer Ragakis?
It was a white male, dark blonde or brownish hair, skinny, shorter male, of muscular build.
Okay. All right. So just a few minutes ago, you told us that one of your tasks as the lead detective was to make sure that search warrants were written and then signed by a judge and executed. Did you execute search warrants on some of the phones that were found inside the crime scene?
I did.
Okay. So to include the phone found in the master bedroom?
Yes.
To include the phone found near Jennifer Towers' body?
Yes.
And the phone found in the defendant's bedroom?
Correct.
Was there anything of evidentiary value in any of those phones relating to this crime?
There was not.
These crimes. Okay. Did there come a time that you learned that the defendant had been apprehended?
There was.
Okay. When did you receive that information?
If I could look at my notes.
If it would help to refresh your recollection, yes.
Approximately 7:56 a.m. on September 1st.
Okay. And from whom did you receive that information?
Officers from the Venice Police Department over the radio.
Okay. So did there come a time when you encountered the defendant?
There was.
Okay. Tell the jury about your initial encounter with Dima Tower. Where did that take place?
That took place at the Venice Police Department in an interview room. An audio and video recorded interview room. He was transported there after he was picked up by the Venice police officers.
Okay.
I responded to the Venice police station and conducted an interview of him.
All right. St. Jean, I'm showing you what have been marked for identification as States Exhibit 23A through 23F. Will you look at those for me, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you recognize these photos?
I do.
Were these photos taken at the Venice Police Department shortly before the interview you conducted?
They were taken after the interview.
After the interview you conducted with Dima Tower?
Yes, ma'am.
Are they a true and accurate depiction of the defendant's appearance after you interviewed him on September 1st of 2023?
They are.
Your Honor, I'm offering State's Exhibit 23A through 23F into evidence, please.
Any objection?
No objection.
23A through 23F will be admitted. You may publish them at your leisure.
Thank you. So, Corporal Benkeen, behind you on the screen, we're going to see some images, and I'd like you to talk about them with the members of the jury. First, we're looking at State's Exhibit 23A. And tell the members of the jury, is this how Dima Tower appeared at the interview after he was apprehended in Venice?
It is.
You could point out to the members of the jury on his left bicep or in the area of his shoulder, did it appear that he had sustained some injuries?
It does. There's several scratches on his bicep.
Were you able to determine where those scratches came from?
I was not.
And now that we're looking at his right profile, can you also point out on his upper right shoulder some of the artifacts that we see in the photograph?
Yes, there's several more scratches on the right shoulder here, consistent with the ones on the left shoulder or the left bicep.
Now we're looking at State's Exhibit 23D and a closer look at his arm all the way from his shoulder all the way down to his forearm, almost to his wrist. And does he have scratches, bruises, different artifacts on his right arm?
He does. These are the scratches we've seen in the previous photo, and then these are just the scratches on his forearm.
Okay. State's 23E. Can you also just point out for the jury?
Scratches and bruises on the inside of the bicep here, as well as on the forearm and the hand, as well as the actual physical fingers and palm.
Okay. Does he also have blood on his hands?
He does.
Okay. Were you able to see that blood with the naked eye?
Yes.
And does he also have scratches on his lower legs from his knees down?
Yes, it may be hard to see, but he has scratches on both shins, both his left and right shins.
Okay. Now, you told us earlier that you reviewed Officer Rigaud's dash cam in order to determine what the defendant looked like. The clothes that we see here at the Venice Police Department, 7:30 he was apprehended. I don't know what time that was. Can you just give us an idea, a ballpark idea, of when you actually conducted the interview?
He was apprehended at, I believe, 7:56, I had said. Yeah, 7:56 a.m. It would have been maybe an hour after that.
Okay. So are these the same clothes? Do you recognize these as being the same clothes that he was wearing when he drove away from Officer Rigaud at midnight, thereabouts, the earlier, on the day before?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you have no way of knowing how he got those scratches, do you?
I do not.
Okay. Was the area where he fled on foot before he was apprehended, was that, can you describe that area for us?
Yes, it was densely wooded. There was canals, bodies of water, very, very heavily palm fronds, like palmetto trees, like obviously anything that could scratch you or hurt you.
But did he also, based upon your investigation, also attack his parents with a knife?
Yes.
And there was a brutal knife fight going on that 1240 Malico broke?
Yes.
So let's talk about your time with the defendant at the Venice Police Department. Did you interview the defendant?
I did.
Were you alone or with a fellow detective?
I was with a fellow detective, Detective Chippendale.
All right, thank you. And was the interview audio and video recorded?
He was.
Okay. Did you or Detective Chippendale have any conversation with the defendant that was not audio and video recorded?
I did not. Neither of us did.
Okay. Did you read the defendant his Miranda rights before interviewing him?
I did.
How did you do that?
From a photograph on my cell phone, my work department cell phone, of a printed Miranda card that is issued to all the police officers at Northport PD.
Okay. And after being advised of his constitutional rights by you, did the defendant agree to talk to you?
He did.
Did you threaten him in any way in order to get him to talk to you?
I did not.
Did Chippendale?
He did not.
Okay. Did either you or Chippendale make any promises to the defendant in order to get him to talk to you?
We did not.
Okay. How much time did you spend with the defendant?
Approximately 2 hours, if I had to recollect.
Okay. And based upon the time that you spent with the defendant and also the dialogue with the defendant, the conversation that you had with him, did he appear to give his statements to you freely and voluntarily?
He did.
Okay.
Corporal, I'm showing you what's been marked for identification as State's Exhibit 24. Take a look at that for me, please. Do you recognize it?
I do.
How do you recognize it?
My initials and the date.
Okay. And when did you last review that videotape?
11/8/2025.
Okay, just last week?
Yes.
Okay. Is this video recorded interview with the defendant, is it a true and accurate rendition of the conversation that you had with the defendant on September 1st, 2023?
It is.
Your Honor, I'm offering State's Exhibit 24 into evidence, please.
Any objection?
No objection.
24 will be admitted. You may publish it at your leisure. Are you going to do that now?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, folks, the witness, you may step down if you wish. I think this is about a 58-minute video you're going to watch now. But before we watch it, there's two jury instructions I need to give to you. Why don't you go ahead and pass out the transcript, Carl? All right, two jury instructions, if you can listen carefully. Oh, we're still passing them out. Does everybody have one? Members of the jury, you are about to view, listen to a recording. The court instructs you that the recording has been edited to eliminate irrelevant portions that would not add to your understanding of the case. The fact that this recording has been edited should not concern you in any way and must not impact the way you view and listen to and consider this evidence. You have just been handed you are about to hear and view a recorded conversation. The recorded conversation is the proper evidence, and you may consider it just as any other evidence. You have also now been furnished with a transcript of that recorded conversation. The recording is the actual evidence, and the transcript is being provided to you only as an aid, only as a guide to help you follow as you listen to the recordings. The transcript is not the evidence of what was said or who said it. If you notice any difference between what you hear on the recording and what you read in the transcript, you must rely on what you hear, not on what you read. All right, State, you may publish it.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, my name is Detective Chippendale. This is Detective St. Jean. Okay. Are you hurting anyone?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm concerned about you. You're not that bad of a kid. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
don't know you. Why don't you get to know me? Do you need anybody to look at those scratches or anything? Okay.
We just met you, man. We don't know your backstory, we don't know your history. We're trying to get to know you and figure out what happened, you know, and then we'd very much like to hear your side of the story so we can, you know, figure out how we can help you and if there's anything that can explain what happened last night.
Are you hungry?
Will be. Will be.
You will be, you said?
Yeah, because I was alone last night.
Okay. Do you want to say one yourself?
That would be nice.
Okay. We'll get you one. So look, I have kids. I have kids that are around your age also. So I try to treat everybody like I would want somebody to treat my kids. You understand? So whatever happened last night, it's all right to talk about it.
I'm not the one to talk about it.
No.
I'm not. Not the type of young man that you will talk about it.
You what? I'm sorry.
I'm not the type of young man that will talk about it.
No. You don't want to give your side of the story.
It was wrong. That's it.
Well, I know it's wrong, but here, take a minute and you want to eat, or you want to, it's like a breakfast sandwich. Take a deep breath. It's okay to talk about it.
I promise you, you'll feel a lot better to talk about it. I know you may not think that right now, but
I'm not like that. If you want to understand anything, you have to understand that. It doesn't make me feel like you talk about me.
Well, help us understand, you know, what's going through your mind right now. What's going on with you? We just met you, man. I don't know you from, you know, from Adam. Just, we want to hear your story and hear how this came to be and, you know, just to give your side of the story of what happened, basically. Like, no one has talked to you yet.
Yeah, but you're just a bunch of Americans, so you will not understand.
Well, try to help me understand.
Well, I know you're from the Ukraine, right?
Yep.
And I know that, do you have family over there still?
No.
Or was over there?
Was.
And I know the war is real devastating over there. Did you lose family over there? Do you ever talk to them?
Why does it matter?
Well, just making conversation, that's it. Just want to see if talking might be able to help you. At least for a little bit.
How is it going to help me?
How? Well, you're not going to keep it bottled up inside. So it's like shaking up a Coke bottle, and as you let it out.
What happened last night? Shaking up a Coke bottle you talked about.
And that's what happened? So did you not get along with your parents?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter, I mean.
It's not your problem, you know. Me talking about it doesn't make me feel better. I don't know what. If you want to understand anything, why don't you understand it? Not all the people are the same.
No, and I get it. But, you know,
I don't keep it bottled up and stuff.
No. Well, something happened last night. Either you guys argued.
There's a lot of things that happened.
Is it stemming from way before last night, or?
Has nothing to do with it. Look, as you know, I came to Ukraine. Should have stayed in Ukraine.
You should have stayed in Ukraine?
Yeah. country is a shithole.
So what don't you like about this country?
Every American has been there. Huh? You blind? You're blind.
Well, probably because I was born here, so.
Yeah, well, you can fold it. You don't know nothing about some of this country.
Well, why don't you tell me? Because maybe I can open my eyes to how you see.
Huh? Well, it doesn't matter.
Because perspective, man.
Perspective or facts?
Well, your perspective and it could be lead to facts.
Yeah, my perspective or the truth that you don't see is the reasoning.
Oh, we're not perfect.
It's not the matter.
Yeah. So did you get adopted by your parents here?
Yep.
How old were you?
15, 16.
15 or 16. Did you know your neighbors down the street?
I don't give a shit about neighbors.
He used to go over there and he used to use his tools or something?
Working on your car?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I really care about neighbors, so I'm just using people.
Yeah. Is that what you did last night? You used your parents?
No. So you're making an assumption.
Well, you said you used people.
Yeah, because there's not that good people, many good people around, so I don't care.
Were your parents good? Did they hurt you?
It's complicated. You said, I don't know why you're asking me.
Well, because, you know, we have a job to do, so we're trying to see what your side of the story is. Is it something that set you off? Like, your parents got in your face? Were you protecting yourself? You know, there's so many different options. Or are we just, you know, okay, so give me the opportunity to talk to you and find out, like, what you feel about everything. I'm a people person. I like to talk to people.
So what happened last night? And then why are you talking? Help me understand what happened last night.
Rage.
What? Rage has to come from somewhere, so there has to be some reason. It's a lot of rage to keep bottled up.
Right.
Did your parents push you into the rage?
We weren't really family anymore.
They weren't family anymore?
Yeah.
Did they change?
We've been through so much shit.
Yeah.
We've been arguing and going back and forth.
About what? What
family issues.
Okay. What do you do for work or hobbies and stuff?
Hobbies.
Like, are you working right now? Or?
Yeah, not right now.
Right.
What do you like?
I'm not going to be doing anything for.
What do you like to do?
Everything.
So you are feeling, I mean, you are getting upset about what happened last night. So that means that you have.
I mean, it's the question that you asked me.
Well, why don't you ask us the like, questions?
It's like, what I want to do or what I like to do or where I work.
Well,
we're not robots.
We want to get to know you.
That's not what I meant. You totally misunderstood what I meant.
What did you mean? I don't want to misunderstand what you.
I guess.
Take your time. We're in no rush. That could have a lot to do with it.
Well, I don't want to lie, so.
Well, I'm glad that you're not going to lie. If you want to eat, you can take a break. You want to eat?
I don't care to eat.
Okay. We can get you more water if you need.
Look. What do you want to understand?
I want to understand you. I want to hear what what you were feeling. So, last night, what led up to last night?
You have a lot. I suppose you want to speak to this.
I promise you, I got nothing to time.
You're right, me too.
And I'm willing to hear, you know, you talk about it. You know, I want to hear what you're going through. I want to hear what led up to you last night. Why it led up to last night. What's going through your head? Why are you feeling the way you're feeling? You know, things that have happened to you that made you feel that way.
I mean, look, you asked me what covered last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was just maybe it was kind of, well, it's kind of, it's hard to explain because you sit there and you think you understand me, but I don't think you do.
Well,
and I'm not saying this because I want you to understand me. I'm saying this because most people I talk to, they don't understand shit.
Well, why don't you try us out? Because we've heard a lot of stories, especially in our career.
We talk to a lot of people who are not your average, you know.
Sometimes.
Why are we on camera?
Well, everything. It's for your safety and our safety, so. And it has to be because we're in Venice Police Department's area, so it's however they want to do it.
What I want to know is how did you find me?
I think they just came up upon me, so I think it was just out of luck.
You think?
Yeah, I think that.
Are you not fine right now?
No, not mine. I think that they, Venice Police Department was just checking the store and they saw you. And that's it. But you evaded us for many hours. So you're pretty good at what you were doing. So either you study how to avoid cops or...
No, I don't study that.
No.
Instincts.
Just instincts? All right. Did you have shoes or no?
Yeah, I took my shoes off.
Okay.
No, it was a big trip.
Well, it's probably their protocol. Did they have shoelaces?
Yeah. Shoelaces.
So it's probably just their protocol. So you didn't get hurt or anything like that. I know you have a lot of scratches and stuff like that. It's probably running through the woods, right?
Yeah, it's running through a few canals too.
Yeah. Are you wet?
The socks are wet.
You can take them off if you want, but. I don't know what. So, look, there's no easy way around this, Nemo. Okay. It's either your side of the story or we just go with what the scene says. But I think that there's a lot more to it.
There is.
So, why don't you just try to see if we can understand what.
But what does it get us?
I don't know what it's going to get us. Maybe us trying to say, well, we could see that happening the way it did. You know,
to give an explanation of what happened last night. Because right now we don't have it. We just have what we can see and what's there.
It's not a bad, you know. It has a lot to do with everything. It has a lot to do with everything that I've been through. The anger that's inside.
Yeah.
All the shit that I've seen.
What kind of shit have you seen?
I don't know, like. I mean, it might not make sense. I mean, like. What? So you see this scene from what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, why do you have to come in here and ask me about it? If you, like, where does it get us? If If you don't ask me, like, what's the point of this?
You have to understand that, you know, we're here to do a job. I'm trying to treat you just like I would treat anybody else.
That's fine. So, like, we've done this conversation, like, it's just to get to the other set of stories, just about it.
You're talking about the conversation we're having right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
We don't have no side of the story. But we'd like to get yours.
And the other thing is, like, I mean, do you call them mom and dad, or do you call them something else?
Used to.
So, you want to walk us through, or the other thing is, I'm worried about where did you put the knife? Because I don't want anybody, any kids or anything, coming across it. Did you use a knife, or was it something else?
It was a knife.
It was a knife. Do you know what kind of knife it was?
Yeah, the kitchen knife.
The kitchen knife, the silver handled one.
Yeah, I dropped the first one, and I went to grab the second one.
Did you use the big knife or the steak knives?
Steak knife.
The steak knife? So do you know where you dropped it, or?
No.
Do you know if you took it with you, or?
No, I didn't take it with me.
Do you know if you threw it in the woods, or is it in the house?
You asked me. It's like, it sounds dumb, but you asked me, do I know if I threw it in the woods? I didn't take it with me. It was happening, and I dropped it. Not that I had, and I'm going to know. Mm-hmm. It was hard to understand.
Did it break off?
Break what off?
The knife.
What did you use the second one? This is what he's trying to get at.
That's where I started.
So,
where did it start? The bedroom? The living room?
Yep.
Was your dad sleeping?
Yep.
Did you guys have a fight prior to this?
No.
It just raged?
It's a lot of things.
What did you think about last night?
Sleep. Thinking. I don't like the situation. I don't like the people on this, so I'm just gonna kill.
So you said that if you don't like the people that you're with, you want to kill them?
Not anymore. I mean, they... It has a lot to do with, like, the way I am and the way I see things.
Mm-hmm.
Personal reasons.
What?
Like, observations and... Like you said, you want to understand. It's like, it's hard to explain.
Mm-hmm. So have you had these thoughts for most of your life?
No. Just came up because of all the anger and all the. Yeah, I want to go back to the grind.
Yeah.
That's treason. It's treason that.
Did you ask them, did you say that to your parents that you were going to go back to Ukraine, and did they put up a fight with you or something?
No, it's not that.
No?
No, personally, I want to go back to Ukraine because I'm sick and tired. I mean, it's going to put it on purpose.
Yeah, I hear you.
So what? What made you go in there and have an altercation with your dad?
What
happened when you went to the bedroom? Your dad was sleeping. What happened?
Just him.
So what was he doing?
What do you mean?
Was he yelling, or did he wake up after you stabbed him?
You're asking kind of weird questions.
Well, I mean, did he start fighting you? Because we know that he got out of bed somehow.
Yeah, you want me to stop?
Yeah. Do you know where you stabbed him first?
I was dark.
Where was your mom at?
Right there.
She was next to him? Did she wake up?
Yep.
So, you do know that, like, we're trying to piece this together, okay? So, your dad starts getting up out of bed?
No, he wasn't. He was sleeping.
Okay. And you stabbed him?
Yep.
Do you remember how many times?
Countless.
I'm sorry?
Countless.
Countless times? Did he ever get out of bed?
Yeah.
And then what? Did you push him against the wall? Or did he fall?
Just bleeding out. Going around the house. Trying to fight him back.
Okay. Did you stab him out in the living room or
yeah.
leaving out of the bedroom?
Yep.
Where was your mom at?
Going around the room asking for help.
Was she on the phone?
Possibly. Some called the police.
Did she hit you or anything or try to fight you off? Or?
She's a woman. What do you think she's going to do?
Well, I can tell you that if probably most women will either run or they're going to fight back.
Well, she tried to fight back, but there isn't much she can do. All
right. So.
Did she try to fight you back?
A little bit.
And then did you stab her?
You already know I stabbed both of them. You're asking me questions that are obvious. Questions that you already know.
I don't know for sure what happened there.
That's well, you know that I stabbed both of them. You're asking me did I stab her? You know I did.
I mean, a lot of things could have happened there. I don't know.
What happened when she ran out? Did she go out the front door?
Yep.
Did you close the door behind her, or did you?
I told her to get back inside.
And she kept going?
No, she went back inside.
At one point, did she go to the neighbors?
Yeah, that's when she ran out. Sound cold.
Where was your dad at that point?
Dead.
Where at?
On the living room floor.
Did he fall into the couch a couple times or no?
Yeah, I think he did. I can't remember.
Did he say anything?
I mean, this conversation, this discussion's kind of like you're trying to get my side of the story, but you basically get an idea of what this is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to get my side of the story, but I just brutally stabbed my dad's parents. What is there to get?
When your mom came back in the house, what happened?
Well, did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I know. But we know that you stabbed your dad to death. But your mom did leave to go to the neighbors. Did you go back out there to get her? Or?
Yes.
So did you run across the grass or?
Yes.
And you yelled at her?
No, I said, go back.
Mm-hmm.
Where was she at that point? Do you remember?
Neighbor's house.
In the driveway, front door, or what?
Driveway.
Driveway?
Well, so, she comes back. Did she listen to you? She comes back. Do you guys talk to her?
Yeah, I tried to talk to her.
How did that conversation go?
It was mom, though.
So did you stab her already at that time? At that point?
I finished saying what I had to say.
What's that?
After I finished saying what I had to say.
After you said what you had to say to her, then you stabbed her?
Yes.
Where?
A lot of places, like you. Don't you already know this?
Did you cut her throat?
No, I just stabbed her.
You stabbed her in the throat?
Yeah.
And she lay right there?
No, she should have fought you back.
Where was she when, what was your mom when you stabbed her? Were you guys in the house at that point? Did you start outside?
In the house.
All the times that you stabbed your mom was inside the house?
Yep.
Okay. Where at? In the living room, the bedroom, the kitchen?
Yeah.
Was she sitting on the couch or no?
Yep.
Which couch, the small one or the bigger one?
Small one.
Were you sitting there with her?
I was standing up.
And you were talking to her?
Yeah.
What was she saying back?
More of the Evil Orphan Murder Trial of Dima Tower is coming up. Fresh, subscribe now so you don't miss a moment from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.